You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The San Francisco Giants are giving us kind of a lot of the same lately, but they are very much in, not only are they in the wild card race, they are leading the wild card race. So just a crazy season. Let's talk to Chris Haft about that. I'm Allison Futter. Chris, I know we've been talking about this for like a month and a half. All these things that are going wrong with the Giants. Yet still, I'm looking at the wild card standings. They are a half game up on everyone else in the wild card standings. So if the playoffs started today, they would be hosting a wild card game, right? So Bruce Bochy keeps saying he's optimistic, and I guess that's probably why he's probably looking at the same thing we are.
Yeah, he has to be optimistic, Allison. He's the leader, and for him to say anything discouraging would, of course, cripple the team's psyche. The fact is, though, they've just been everything that conceivably could have gone wrong since the All-Star break has, and it's a darn good thing for them they had the best record in the majors at the time of the All-Star break, because they've had the worst record since, and really there's no tangible signs it's going to turn around.
Yeah, so I see things like Bochy's giving guys days off, some of the hitters, Belt, Span, Panic got some rest all on the same day. I mean, these are things that you can do when you have expanded rosters. Buster Posey is in a funk. We hear about like other managers who have given extended days of rest to some of their star players. We saw Clint Hurdle do it with Andrew McCutchen in Pittsburgh. He got three games off, I believe. Justin Upton, that happened to him with the Tigers. Do you think that that's anything that Bochy would entertain with any of his guys that are really scuffling?
Probably not at this point, with so little time left in the season. So all those guys you mentioned, they're part of the short-term solution, not so much the problem. And so, he's got to get them back in the lineup and able to produce. One day can help, and combined with today's scheduled off day, maybe that gives them enough of a break. But they've got to. I think there's maybe a little bit of hunger lacking, and they need to get that back.
So I've not asked you about Joe Nathan. So he has signed with the Giants. He spent some time in the minor league, sort of getting back in shape. He is with the major league team. Of course, he is somebody that the Giants had as a very young player, and then he was traded away a really long time ago. Why Joe Nathan? I guess that's the blatant way of putting it. He has not been successful in a couple comeback attempts. He's had a couple Tommy Johns. What was the thinking to bring him up, other than why not? They don't have to allot a 25-man roster spot to him, obviously, after September 1. But what else went into the thinking?
Sure. Well, some of it, they are familiar with him from him, the fact that he came up through the organization. The familiarity was a factor. Adding bullpen depth in the organization, despite his age, he is 41. And that was another factor, and short term, which maybe it. I mean, who knows if they'll want to keep him for next year and beyond. But whether he can pitch next year and beyond. But there was availability for him to prove himself in the minors, and it's tough to give up on tough to pass up a guy who's eighth on the all time list in saves. So for a combination of factors. And the fact that he did not want a guarantee. He wasn't looking for, guaranteed call-up or anything like that. He wanted to go out and earn it. And he earned it by making six or seven, I forget off the top of my head, scoreless appearances at AA Richmond. So, it was like a low-cost risk for the Giants to acquire him and take him on. And he's done, despite his role in last night's come-from-ahead loss, he's done okay.
I'm looking at the Giants' schedule, and, obviously most of the rest of their games are against teams in their division, and then they have a four-game series against the Cardinals at home. That is so unlucky. Everybody, it seems like a lot of the schedules I've gone through, it seems like a lot of the teams have like one or two, maybe two at the most series in September against just some like random team that's not in their division. It seems like, I don't know, when it rains, it pours, because the Cardinals are obviously doing really well. And it just seems, I don't know, maybe a little unfair that they have this four-game series against right in the middle of the month. But when you look at the rest of the schedule, you know, they're at Arizona, they're home against the Padres, they've got a couple series against the Dodgers. I mean, is this a schedule that you think that they can kind of right the ship? Is it easy enough?
They've got no choice, as Bruce Bochy likes to say a lot, Allison, they have to. And they can. You know, they've played well against all these teams. You know, during stretches in the past, the Cardinals shouldn't scare them. Most of the guys have played against, faced them in the postseason in series that they've won. So, you know, they ought to be mentally prepared for these kind of challenges.
Yeah, I still think there's like some random run that they're going to go on, and it's just going to be one of those crazy things where they just sprint to the playoffs, and everybody talks about it for years to come. Because I don't know, I just think that they're still going to do it. But okay,
much. That's just it. You've got a good point. It wouldn't take much.
No, it wouldn't. I'm still looking at this roster, and I'm like, okay, there's no way that they're this bad. Which leads me to my final question. I'm going to totally put you on the spot here because it's kind of an interesting question. Like, if the season ended today, who would be the MVP of this team? Is it Buster Posey?
My vote would probably go to Brandon Crawford. He's excelled defensively and offensively. Not that Buster has had a bad year. Buster's actually improved, I think, significantly on defense with his throwing. But early on when they were thriving, Brandon Crawford had, you know, like 60 or so RBI, 66 in the first half. When the club was pretty much firing on all cylinders, and he was the major reason why.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird, right? So, like, if you had to, like, you know, I mean, at the end of the season, it would almost have to be just, like, who were the biggest contributors in the first half if this thing doesn't turn out the way they want. Let's say they miss the playoffs or ended, you know, with just a wild card game. It would almost have to be weighted all the way back to, like, the first 3 months of the season.
It really would be, because the second half has just been a unmitigated, across-the-board disaster so far.
You heard it here first. Okay. Chris, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm predicting in 2 more weeks we're going to be talking about this crazy 8-game winning streak that the Giants are on and how they're just coasting.
Well, there you go.
Playoff spot.
Again, it wouldn't take much. They've got the talent, so we'll see.
They absolutely do. Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. Talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.